This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister yesterday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer yesterday blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the U.S. insist Israel must have a clear plan to minimize civilian harm.
And we've not yet seen such a plan.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are expected to restart in earnest in Qatar as soon as Sunday. That is according to two Egyptian officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The talks would mark the first time both Israeli officials and Hamas leaders joined the indirect negotiations since the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan earlier this week. In recent days, Hamas gave mediators a new proposal for a three-stage plan that would end the fighting, and Israel is sending negotiators to Qatar for the new talks. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the West's condemnation forced Russian elections in occupied areas of Ukraine.
Russians are voting in 3 days of presidential elections certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for six more years. Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
An attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels has targeted a tanker in the Red Sea, but the ship's crew was unharmed. It was the latest in the rebels' campaign against shipping over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center initially reported the ship had been, quote, struck by a missile off the port city of Hodeidah, but later said that further inspection of the vessel in daylight found no damage. It described the crew as being, quote, safe, and said the ship was continuing on its way. The Houthis later claimed responsibility for the attack. TikTok creators across the country are expressing frustration over a bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives that would lead to a nationwide ban of the app if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The proposal is awaiting Senate input. Content creators say a ban would hurt countless people and businesses that rely on the app for a significant portion of their income. TikTok supporters also say that the app is unrivaled for dialogue and community. The push to remove TikTok from Chinese authority follows concerns about the security of user data, interference in U.S. elections, and the suppression of content unfavorable to Beijing, all of which TikTok denies. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Those walking through the milling streets of downtown Mexico City were greeted with a strange and sleepy sight. Touting bright blue yoga mats, sleeping masks, and travel pillows, hundreds of Mexicans laid sprawled out on the ground at the base of the city's iconic monument to the revolution to take a nap. As participants began to drift to sleep, organizers on stage chanted and led participants through the meditation. They also listed off tips for helping people fall asleep, like getting plenty of natural light during the day and turning their phone off at night. Dubbed the Mass Siesta, the event was in commemoration of World Sleep Day. It was also meant to be a protest to push for sleep to be considered an essential part of health and wellness. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.